Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good to hear
Amen.
Your voice.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes. Okay, Brother Emmanuel.
Yes.
We are right at Brother Benny's place.
Oh.
We gave our last respect today.
Oh.
It was very, very powerful celebration.
Mm.
And everyone here encouraging the Lord, brother.
Oh.
What we know. Is with us.
Amen.
So, in our midst, we have brothers who are doing a lot of counseling of the family, and we also have those who are encouraging others. But here we have about 20 ministers of the gospel.
Mm.
20 ministers of the gospel. These are pastors.
Mm.
Because we could not drive or travel from where we are to where we always hold our meetings because time could not allow us. So we have been working very hard to make this successful. We thank God that he has helped us, brothers. Thank you for your prayers and thank you for standing with us in prayers. Brother Ben is here. He's encouraged in the Lord. We are all set to hear from the Lord. And we will be leaving this area in the next 2.5 hours after we have the fellowship together. So this was created, and the Lord was just ministering to us, Brother Emmanuel, and the whole of last week, the whole of the week, we have been moving, having fellowships and preaching here. The mm-hmm. message has gone to many brothers and sisters here, and some things always happens with a purpose, even though it looks like there's a losing end, but yet we know there's no losing because as I'm talking to you, we have about 60 people who have given their lives to Christ, and this is very special because of the message, and because of the message that has been preached here, and also because of the fellowship that was there, it has created a very good atmosphere, and this is so overwhelming to see how God is working and how God is performing miracles. This is so wonderful, it is so awesome, brothers. I want to tell you that even brothers are very spirit-filled people. Since morning we have been in prayers, since morning we have been moving very hard and powerfully preaching and doing all that, and in the for the last 2-4 hours, we have been having a send-out powerful celebration. We call it a send-off, it was a send-off good celebration to send our sister to go with peace and, declare the glory of the Lord to go with her. That's so special to us. We are not worried on anything, and we are grateful for the Lord. Mm. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Emmanuel, with me, we will go ahead to introduce our, let me introduce our brothers. And let us begin with Pastor Charles, please.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hello, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, William.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hello, brother.
Hi. Yes.
Brother Ben.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hello, brother.
Hey, brother. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Bless you. Bless you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hello, brother. Hello, sister.
Yeah. Hi, sister.
Hello, sister.
Amen.
Thank you.
John, please, Brother John.
Wow, great.
Hello, brother.
Tomorrow.
Bless the Lord.
Hello, brother. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah, that's powerful. Okay, we are moving pretty quick. We have another John, please move.
Hello, brother.
Hey, brother. Yes. Bless you.
Brother Emmanuel always have a partner. Nowadays, you have to Emmanuel. So.
Okay.
Bless the Lord. Hello, brother.
Emmanuel, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Hello, brother. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Mm.
Amen.
Yes.
Hello, brother.
Please.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Son, Susan.
Yeah. Hello, sister.
Sister. Hallelujah.
Christopher, please move very quick. We need to move.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Move here, brother. Please introduce yourself. Martin. Okay.
Hello, brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brother Patrick is blessed, brother. So he's always blessed.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Okay. Well, we have just seen some two brothers coming in, too.
Hmm.
Amen.
Yeah, this is Bishop Kuta.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh.
Hello.
Oh, welcome. Hallelujah.
Bishop Sandus, another bishop too.
Bana Sifure.
Hello, brother.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome, welcome. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory.
Father. Thank you.
Every bishop let Bishop Kuta open up our meeting today. Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Father, in the powerful name of Jesus, we give you glory as we gather here today in your name. Because of your glory and because of your great plans, you are a Jehovah and we are in your presence, Father. We are ready to hear from you. Thank you, Lord, for creating us as vessels. As vessels of honor, to receive from you. As we receive your word, let it be our portion in our lives. As your word built us, equip and build us, Lord, in your kingdom.
Yes,
as we move in your purposes and your glory,
yes,
we will do your will as we listen, Father. We thank you, Lord, for brothers in abroad, Brother John. We thank you for their dedication to the work. Their dedication has given us power to move and encourage the Lord. Father, bless this man of God. Bless this man of God, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we lift them up, mighty King. Thank you, Father. That the Father, as they come, let your glory move with them. As they speak, Lord. Oh, mighty King, let the world change more people. For your glory. Because we are here and hungry to hear from you. Open the hearts of our brothers and sisters here. So that we can hear from you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We pray this by believing in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hello, Brother Emmanuel.
Yes.
I think with that, let me give you this session. And before I give you this session, please go with us in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4.
1 Corinthians.
So read with us, just read for us, Chronicles, 1 Chronicles.
1 Chronicles, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Chapter 4.
Chapter 4.
Okay.
9 to 10.
Chronicles? Okay. Called the Jabez? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, 9 to 10. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez, saying, I give birth to him in pain. That's interesting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cried out to God, to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. God granted his request. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead. I have not have a topic for this meeting. The Lord has been put a heavy burden on my heart for the past few days. I've been in some rest, the prayer, and not have any result yet. I hope the Lord will release me from it quickly. But hopefully, He knows what to do. Interesting. So I was praying the Lord. I said, Lord, if not a topic, we may, just take the time and in prayer, in sharing. If you have a topic, please give to me. And here's a topic. You just give to me. So I was going to continue with your topic. through the scripture just moments ago. So hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you have a for the thoughts along this story or anything?
Yes, the main reason we have just read this scripture, brothers. I want all of us to know that we are vessels of honor. And our names are in the record of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is so powerful to understand that even the pain we go through are before the Lord. Some may face tribulations of sickness, others may fail, tribulation of other things and other events. Tribulations and trials are not the same. Let us all be reminded about one thing. Here there is a great revelation about the restoration in the house of Judah. We find that there is a great honor and there's a great powerful presence of the Lord here, speaking about one person, who painfully pray a prayer before the Lord.
Mm.
And we also see the Bible speaks about giving part.
Mm.
And there's a parting in this story, someone giving part.
Yeah.
And it also speaks about the pain.
Mm.
Witness is nothing that comes for free.
Mm.
There's a price being paid somewhere.
Mm.
And sometimes when we pay our price, the price of Brother Emmanuel is not the price of Brother John. Yeah. The price of Brother Moses is not the price of Brother Jairus. It depends with the coin someone has in life. That is why as a people in Bungoma, as men of God in America, there are things that God has spoken unto us. There are many dreams that He has revealed to us. There are many visions and even understanding and wisdom. But let us go deeper into understanding, especially when such scriptures are read. And the Bible speaks about the house, and it speaks about the man called Jabez. The Bible speaks about he cried unto the Lord. Which means there was a responsibility. He took some responsibility. He worked on his end. That means when God speaks, we have to look at these things in a deeper way. We have to understand the things of God, not just in a way of, you know, on a certain saga. We need to expand our knowledge. We need to expand our revelation. We need to expand, our brain to understand what does it really mean.
Mm.
This comes, Brother Emmanuel, to the topic we had about the restoration of God, the restoration of His glory, because this man Jabez had lost his glory. Mm. He didn't have the fame in the family, but the Bible says Jabez was honored. This returns us the book of Malachi.
Mm.
The last book we read, the first time we read the book of Malachi, Brother Emmanuel, this returns us back.
Mm.
And we have to know the time we are in, that God does not qualify the qualified. He qualifies those who humble themselves before Him.
Mm. Mm.
This is so powerful, brothers.
Mm.
And He says there's power in a name.
Mm.
That's your name written in the Bible.
Mm.
I'm glad that our names are written in the Bible. If you don't know Kenyan brothers, our names are written. Go to Isaiah 18. You will find your name there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Brother Emmanuel, you will find your name there. Mm. Brother John, you will find your name right there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to understand that indeed we are not ourselves. We are the one to receive the glory.
Mm.
We have to cry unto the Lord. And the Bible says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel,
mm.
Oh, that You will bless me.
Mm.
He prayed the Lord, let all of us say, God bless us.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
God bless us.
Bless the Lord.
And God bless you. God bless you.
Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The scripture Manuel say, let those know the Lord say, let the name of the Lord be magnified.
Hallelujah.
That is let the name of the Lord be magnified.
Hallelujah.
Jabez confessed a powerful prayer in the presence of his family, and he said, let the Lord bless us. Let the Lord bless me.
Thank you, Father. Yes. Yes, Lord.
The Bible says he cried. It's not just a prayer. He cried before the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He cried out to the Lord of Israel. His trust was not on men. Blessed are those who trust in the name of the Lord, of Israel, in the name of our God. And he said, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and give me from harm. We are facing a lot of harm in our life and in our time. The harm of religion is too much. Obstacles of understanding of the Bible. Even when we preach the true message, people will look on the same message. They will look on the message and criticize you. They will look on the message and charge you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, brothers. No, who is charging you? It doesn't matter. Who is speaking what? But let us know that we are blessed people. We are not blessed because we have vehicles. To have a vehicle is not a blessing. Or it might be a blessing some way. But the blessed things of God is more beyond of the things of this world.
Yes.
Is when you have the revelation, you are blessed. Because you will not perish on earth. When you know that you're a child of God, you are blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are blessed because we have God.
Yes.
We are blessed because we read not the revelation. We are blessed because we know Jesus is coming soon. We are blessed because we are opening the mystery that is hidden in the world. The word that is hidden in the world. We are blessed because the Lord is showing us visions. That is why we cannot be enlightened by the working of the enemy. Even if he takes other people, he comes and kills the people. We know our souls will not be killed because Christ is with us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
The name of the Lord be magnified. Let the name of the Lord be magnified in our lives.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless.
When we understand the same glory, when we move in the same glory, when we move in the same spirit, when we move in the same spirit, I'm telling you, the world will be turned upside down because Christ is with us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Every brother, every sister, to go deep in prayer. It speaks about the cry of the saints. It speaks about the cry of our hearts. What's your cry before the Lord? What are you crying for? Are you crying to get a loaf of bread? We need to go deeper and understanding. Go beyond that. You understand that God has more greater things, more greater powerful plans in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Bless
you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, be glorified today. Jehovah, be glorified today. Be magnified today. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Asante bwana mabwana. Uinuliwe bwana majeshi. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Should I continue, Moses?
Yes, Lord,
okay. That's encouraging. That's very encouraging and timely. Thank the Lord for that word.
Amen.
I got to You know, certain things in our lives, only God can do it, and He wants to do it. In order for Him to do it, He just has to put us in a place to cry for Him, you know, cry unto Him, and He changes things around. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not that He's not happy to bless us in easier ways. Is that He wants to register a deeper and grander testimony in our lives and to reveal His ways more profoundly, more real to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And to those who are faithful, He said, He is always faithful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Father, we just bless You. I thank You for this story, Lord. I thank You for Your teachings unto us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's turn back to Chronicles again. This story, this snippet of story, it's like come out of nowhere. You know, it's in the lineage of the kings, a descendant of Judah, when, hallelujah, was especially,
amen.
You know, the story of Jesus, Jabez. Jabez's name means pain. Hallelujah. So the mother, when he gave birth to Jabez, so much pain fall on him that he named him Pain. So Jabez always carries his name in his life. Am I right? Now we have to understand the story very unique. It didn't give much a context to the father, the brothers. Am I right? Only gave, the Bible said, you know, there are always meaningful spiritual contests for the way why things, certain things are registered. This story is very interesting. The first didn't give much exposition of Jabez's father, family background. It's only give one character of his whole life and like a curse on his life. Am I right? Because of the name that was named. By the way, in those traditions, is that normal for the mother to name the child? No, not normal. Am I right? Not quite normal. Am I right? So we see there is one instance, for example, in this reversal of the name. There's three instances happened reflecting from a very, very bad situation. Then God began to reverse the situation. Then He changed the name of the person. Am I right? There's many instances. I'm going to draw three examples. One was this word one, Jabez. Am I right? God answered Jabez's cry because this name was given by his mother, but it was with him all lifelong. Am I right? All lifelong. And so interesting enough, he said, "You will bless me and enlarge my territory." That means enlarge my tents. Am I right? Enlarge my tents. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Delivered from pain. Am I right? Delivered from pain. Remember the word called one? Be delivered from pain. I will be free from pain means I'm delivered from pain. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we see the story pretty much in the beginning when God punished the first couple for their sins of disobedience. Am I right? Hallelujah. Like Eve, right? What happened to Eve? God pronounced a curse upon him almost. Am I right? Hallelujah. That curse mark is a birth pain. Am I right? Hallelujah. Let's turn to it. Genesis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know the stories. I trust you know the stories, so I don't need to get into the detail, but I want to draw out to the little bit of things relating to a bigger context. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Turn with me to Genesis 3 now. Hallelujah. So after the fall, God began to pronounce a certain judgment accordingly. Am I right? First to the husband, then to the woman. First to the woman. So first to the serpent, then to the woman, then to the husband. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he made a judgment after heard their testimonies, their arguments. Am I right? Like sitting in the court, you know, heard the cases, he rendered judgments. And in the woman, what he said to the serpent, hallelujah, in 3:14 said, I will put enmity between you and the woman. The woman, am I right? Hallelujah, the woman. Now this is word is called the woman. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. That word is the same word as in second chapter, what he called in 23, the man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh my flesh, and she shall be called what? Hallelujah. Woman. Am I right? Hallelujah. I hope you catch up with me. Hallelujah.
Yep.
It's called a suppressed wow. Am I right? In terms of man. Way to pronounce man, but it changed a little bit. Am I right? I don't know how to speak Hebrew, so you might study more how scholar tell. Basically, it's another sound, like a man changed a certain tune. Am I right? Changed to call the woman. And for she was taken out of a man. So this woman, where she came from? She was taken out of man. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see the first, the second life in human race was not born. MRI, it was given. MRI, it was something was given. MRI, it's a gift. MRI, it's not born. MRI, it didn't go through the seeding process. Hallelujah. You understand my point? It does not get in seed. It does not involve marriage, am I right? It does not involve pregnancy. It does not involve birth pain, am I right? Hallelujah. The pain was never touched the woman, in a sense. Am I right? The woman never had any pain. And but who had a pain? We would think Adam had a pain, but not true, am I right? God put him into a deep sleep. So in this deep sleep, what happened? Evidently, there's no pain. Well, am I right? Hallelujah. So first time pain ever get involved is when what happened? In human experience-wise, before anything happened, am I right? There's no pain, no sorrow, no toil, am I right? No curse, am I right? No negative experience behind before the woman give birth to a child. Am I right? Hallelujah. You understand my point? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we see, amen, amen. So the woman then committed the sin, disobedience related to Adam, you know, falling into the same trap. But God rendered righteous judgment. First, he judged what? The accuser. Am I right? The liar. I'm sorry. The devil. See them. He said, I will put enmity in 15. Between you and the woman, between your offspring and your sons and hers, and he will crush. Now that word is what? They or he? One word, am I right? The seed, basically. Yeah. Between your seed and her, and he will crush your head, and you will struggle his heel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's much to talk about. But let's stop there. You all know the contest. Now to the woman, God said, I will do what? Greatly increase your pains in childbearing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What happened? The sign for the woman, the curse, is what? A childbirth. Am I right? With pain, you will give birth to your offspring. Your desire will be for your husband. he will rule over you. Before that, it was a partnership. Am I right? Partnership. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that said, Jabez, the word Jabez means hang. And his cry means what? Means God deliver him from pain. Am I right? Deliver him from pain. And then enlarge my tent was speaking about have more children. Am I right? More territory. Those times you don't have more territory unless you have sons. Am I right? You have sons. Now with this context, let's turn to Isaiah 54. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the verse the Lord first gave to me when we started the meeting. I don't know why he gave to me. He said, you're going to speak about the desolate woman. I said, what? I'm not sure, you know. But let's turn to it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's me to Isaiah 54 now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Your spirit will teach us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 54 chapter of Isaiah said, sing, O barren woman, you who never born a child. Hallelujah, you who never born a child. Burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor. Now let me repeat Eve's, the Lord promise to you. Am I right? Said your seed will crush the serpent's head. Am I right? Even he will wound him. Am I right?
Amen.
So then is a deliverance of the woman's pain in life. The curse. Everything is through his song. Am I right? The song will save the mother. Am I right? You see my point? Because the enemy is going to be crushed by his song, by her song. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Right.
Yeah. The other thing you need to remember is who gave names, who named, Abel and Cain. Who named them? Hallelujah. That's not them, right? The woman named them. In essence, in the beginning, there is something off sync with God's plan, am I right? Because a son cannot be named by the mother, you know? It's supposed to be named by the father, am I right? You understand my point? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, when Christ was born, who gave him name? He was born a virgin, but who gave him the name? Hallelujah, who gave him name? Him's name, right? You shall name him what? Jesus, am I right? You shall name, you know, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We see the reward here. Now we know that seed was speaking Christ Jesus, am I right? Who undone, who have finished undoing the work of the devil, am I right? In a certain way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But the salvation, the deliverance of the woman, which is the church, am I right? The church has been still ongoing, am I right? Still today is ongoing, am I right? I'm making sense, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen. So the birthing of the Son has come, but the deliverance continues, hallelujah, hallelujah. So in this 54, speaking about this birthing of the desire of the ages, am I right? Long ages have been desired. There will be a deliverance. There will be a redemption. There will be a restitution. Am I right? Of man, between man and God. Hallelujah. Let's see. He said, burst into song, shout for joy, you who are never in labor. Means what? Last time we mentioned somewhere, we said, before Christ came, there was no real Son of God was born into the world. Am I right? Hallelujah. Adam's life cut short. Hallelujah. He had never entered into eternal life. And before him, eternal life, after him, before Christ came, eternal life was never granted to anyone. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. making sense to you, brothers, sisters? Because the tree of life is not open. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was forbidden. Am I right? Angels guarded it. Only through Christ that way was open. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, hard to believe that Moses, Abraham, David, they were not saved in a certain way. But that's exactly right. Am I right? Only when Christ came, they were delivered again. Am I right? In the spirit. Into the ways of God. Am I right? The life of God. Hallelujah. This is very clear.
Yes.
In the Bible, let's not confuse with the small details. Am I right? Hallelujah. Let's get the essence of it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Now, with the sonship being granted, how it being granted? Here's a mystery. How it being granted? It's going to go through birth pen. Am I right? Hallelujah. It's going to go through birth pen. Hallelujah. Let's see.
Hallelujah.
In 54 said, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband. Hallelujah. Who has a husband? Who has a husband? Those who think they already married to God. Am I right? Hallelujah. Speaking of the old people. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adamic race. Am I right? The Adamic race. The earthly Jerusalem. Am I right? But there is a heavenly Jerusalem, which is a desolate woman. Hallelujah. If you turn with me to Galatians, you will see that's Paul's understanding. Evidently, Paul didn't get that understanding by himself. Am I right? He was taught by the Lord. Amen. Amen. Turn with me. Fourth chapter of Galatians, speaking about Hagar and Sarah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 20, what? To 24 said, what happened? Hallelujah. Rather, let's read the whole thing. In 21 said, tell me, you who want to be under the law, are you not aware what the law says? For it's written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman, that is Hagar, and the other by the free woman. His son by the slave woman was born in the ordinary way, that is in a common way. Am I right? In a human way. But his son by the free woman was born as a result of promise. That means being the promise of God. Am I right? Not a human promise.
Yeah.
God gave that promise. Am I right? So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Means the son, the first son, was a covenant between man. Am I right? Husband and wife. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But the second one was a covenant God to man. Am I right? Hallelujah. Remember that? God promised Abraham a son. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 24 said, these things may be taken figuratively. What the word? Figuratively. Am I right? Parabolically. Am I right? Hallelujah. For the women represent two covenants. One covenant is from Mount Sinai and bear children. Hallelujah. What the word? Bear children. Hallelujah. Bear children. Am I right? Who are to be saved. That means they are not sons. Am I right? Hallelujah. Are making sense? They're not sons. That is Hagar. Now Hagar stands for Mount Zion, for Mount Sinai in Arabia, and corresponds to the present city of Jerusalem. That is earthly Jerusalem. In Paul's day, am I right? Because she is in slavery with her children. So the whole race of Hagar's descendants, what happened? They are in slavery. Am I right? They are in slavery. They are not have the privilege and the right as the sons in the house of Abraham. So much so that represents there was a human race across history. Am I right? They are not entitled to sonship. Am I right? In God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 26 said, but the Jerusalem that is from above is free. Hallelujah. Is free.
Amen.
She is our mother. Hallelujah. For it's written,
yes,
a barren woman who bears no children. Hallelujah. Break forth and cry aloud. Hallelujah. You who have repented, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband. Hallelujah. You see that? Brothers, like Isaac, are sons of a promise. Am I right? Hallelujah. 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 Let's see again. At that time, the sons born in the common way, in the human way, persecuted the son born by the power of the Spirit. So it's the same today, right? That's Paul's word. But what does the scripture says? Get rid of the slave woman and her sons, for the slave woman's son will not share in the inheritance with the free woman's son. So they are not of one household eventually. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, brothers, we are not the children of the slave woman. That is, you are not born slavery. Hallelujah. You are not born of pain. Am I right? You are not born of sorrow. You are not born out of curse. Am I right? You are not born out of fallen economy in God. Am I right? Hallelujah. You are born of Adam. Am I right? No, you are born of the lost Adam. Am I right? A new human race. Am I right? Hallelujah. Now, listen. In three chapter now, hallelujah, in three chapter now, in 26 said, you are all sons of God. Hallelujah. You are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. So you baptize into him. Then what happened? You enter into a promised land. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You baptized means you cleansed. Am I right? Yes, it's 3 chapter 26 now. For
okay.
You are in the same book, Galatians 3 chapter 26, said you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized in Christ, have clothed yourself with Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're baptized, you enter into the right to become a son of God. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when you're clothed, means you're glorified. Hallelujah. Listen to this picture. You're not clothed, fairly clothed at this point. Right? Christ is a high priest, is a king. He was clothed with special garments, am I right? Honorable attires, am I right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Making sense to you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So not merely being clothed with a normal garments, am I right? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Or just white garments. No, you're clothed better than white garments, am I right? You're clothed.
Amen.
In the priestly and kingly wisdom and honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me repeat. You are to be clothed in kingly and priestly wisdom and honor. Hallelujah, that is your right. Right, at the son of God.
Yeah. Amen.
Imagine he is the son of God without this kind of things. Am I right? That's what you have. If God the Father, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, have everything in heaven and earth, am I right? The God of all ages is to bless you as his son. Am I right? Not merely, you know, give you the crumb of the table. He shares the feast with you. Am I right? To sit down, my son. You know, rejoice in my presence. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There is no Jew, no Greek, slave, nor free, male, nor female, for you are all one in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then look at that. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and the heirs according to the promise. Well, that's clearly the gospel. Am I right? Hallelujah. Clearly the gospel. Amen. Amen. A Jew, Paul, was a preaching to the Gentile. Am I right? And he's, you know, this is good news. This is good news for mankind.
Amen.
Am I right? Hallelujah. Anyone hear my gospel, put a faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He will be saved more than seed. He will be glorified. Am I in Christ?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Turn with me. Some are still maybe a little bit confused. I just want to sizzle this down. Hallelujah. In Romans 8. Romans 8. Hallelujah. 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 Turn with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In 8:12 said, therefore, brothers, we have an obligation that is not to the sinful nature, that is old man nature, am I right? To live according to it. If you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if you, the Spirit, by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are what? Are sons of God. Hallelujah. Those are led, that is, they are governed, am I right? Reigned, am I right? Hallelujah, controlled. Hallelujah, for you did not receive a spirit that make you slave, again, slave, am I right? To fear, hallelujah. But you receive the spirit of sonship, and by him and the spirit of sonship, we cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah, the spirit testifies, himself testifies with our spirit, that we are God's children, am I right? God's sons, am I right? If you are sons, then we are heirs. Hallelujah, heirs, am I right?
Yeah.
Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ Jesus. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. What a glory! That is, suffering, baptized into his suffering, am I right? Baptized into his death.
Amen.
Share in his glory. That is, you are clothed in his majesty and honor. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. For
hallelujah.
Amen. Turn with me, 28, the same book, same chapter, Romans 8:28 said, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. And that allow him is not emotional thing. Am I right? It's not religious zeal. Am I right? It's love him in the way patterned after the law of the Son unto the Father. Am I right? Christ Jesus unto his Father. He revealed what true love is. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You love him not because he married your God. You love him as your heavenly Father. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen.
Yeah.
Who have been called, this, those who love him, am I right? Hallelujah, in this way, who have been called according to his purpose, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. Hallelujah, make no confusion now, you have to be like his Son, am I right? Hallelujah. In every way, you have to be called heirs with him in Christ Jesus. Am I right? Therefore, Hebrews said, he is not ashamed to call them brothers. Call us brothers. Am I right? Hallelujah. 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 This is the whole reason why he came and died for human race. Am I right? So that we can be reconciled regardless of the sin, you know, how powerful sin and death is. Am I right? We'll be reconciled back to our Heavenly Father to be of the same privilege and same right and same promise, am I right? Same joy as his sons. Hallelujah. What a gospel. More than eternal life, am I right? Hallelujah. More than live forever, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen.
Amen.
Listen, those, you know, I don't know the future of those who are condemned in hell, but evidently they live forever, am I right? Something about the nature that might live forever. But that's a miserable life, am I right? This one, the eternal life that the Lord has for us, is of glory and honor, am I right? Of blessing, of joy and peace, am I right? Hallelujah. Of authority, power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things. All blessings, Paul said, in the heavenly realms have begun to us. Am I right? By Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing Amen. That is good in God, he was held from those belong to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there is a work has to be done. Am I right? There is a work of faith has to be done. Let's continue. 29 said, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of Son, that he might be the firstborn. Firstborn. Hallelujah. What the word? Born. Am I right? Hallelujah. The Lord said, you have to be born again. Hallelujah. Born again. This time, not born of the slave woman. Am I right? Born of the free woman. Am I right? Your heavenly
woman.
Am I right? Hallelujah. Born of the slave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Hallelujah. Many brothers.
Wow.
And those who he predestined, he also called. What he called? The same book said, when he heard the gospel, am I right? You believe. And you call him by his name. Am I right? Hallelujah. That when you are called. Am I right? And when you are called, he also justified. How you justify? When you be baptized in Christ Jesus, he take away your sins. He forgive your sins. Am I right? You justified. And then you justified, you started a new spiritual life, a new life in Christ Jesus. Am I right? Unto the full stature as he had in God the Father. Am I right? You will be
glorified.
Now, what means be glorified? Let me give you a word clear delineation of such a misunderstanding. The glorification of a son in the Father is not you become an enlightened being. Am I right? A being, an illuminated being. Am I right? This is someone with a lot of lights or any visual effect you can apply to that wonderful thing. This may be true, am I right? And maybe needed. But the glorification in this light of a son before the Father is very clear. That is, God will install him as he is a priest and he is a king. Am I right? Under him. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. He will put his garments upon him. Am I right? Hallelujah. That's what his anointing means. In the Old Testament, there are two occasions a man to be anointed to serve the Lord in the honorable capacity. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One, a priest, a high priest. Am I right? A priest.
Amen.
Yeah, today I should be talking about a little bit more. Second, a king. Am I right? Like Solomon. Am I right? Read. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's turn back to Isaiah 54 again. Hallelujah. We're just going to read because the second part is very interesting. Speaking about many brothers will come. Am I right? This work of the heavenly Jerusalem to have many sons. Am I right? Christ being born, but the church met to have many, many sons. Am I right? Until the fullness, when the full number, God said it's a full. Am I right? It's done. Am I right? Amen. Amen. So, who is talking about here? The barren woman, evidently the heavenly Jerusalem, who never had sons, but when Christ came, what happened? She gave birth to a new race. Am I right? New human race. Not a human being race, not Adamic nature, but to a nature of God. Am I right? Through the Holy Spirit. The race of sonship. Am I right? The race of Christ Jesus as the firstborn. Am I right? After likeness of God. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which was cut short in the beginning, in the fall. Am I right? Through the fall. Adam fell. So the possibility or the potential, the covenant that he had with God to become like God is cut short. Am I right? They were not able to. Hallelujah. Without the tree of life, what happened? They cannot be like God. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 54:2 said, enlarge the place your tents. Hallelujah. That means, just like Jacob, am I right? have one tent in the beginning. Am I right? Hallelujah. Or two tents, maybe. Amen. They have 12. Am I right? Hallelujah. Each song going to have a tent. Am I right? Hallelujah. 12 tribes of tents. Am I right? Hallelujah. Amen. Now you understand where I came from. We're enlarged in a time of possession of the promised land or in a time of slavery. Exodus said in the time of slavery. Am I right? They were under slavery of Egypt. Am I right? Hallelujah. Remember that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were eating strangers in the land. Am I right? Hallelujah. Stretch out your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. That means they have more children needed taken care of. Am I right? So they wanted in larger tents. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess. Am I right? Dispossess nations. Settle in their desolate cities. Now we have to understand what time Isaiah was a prophet. Before Joshua let the Israelites conquer the Canaanites, or after? After. Am I right? Hallelujah. After. Hallelujah. Amen. In the days of Uzziah, am I right? And Hezekiah, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So before the Babylonian exile, am I right? So when God speaks to Isaiah in this prophetic capacity, what he's talking is not the history of Israelites, am I right? He was talking about the sons of God, am I right? Clearly, am I right? And talking about the possessing nations, evidently it was not among the earthly nations. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes. Upon the heavenly principality powers. Am I right? Dominions in the heavenly realm. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You can refer to that in Revelation 12 more. So that do not be afraid, though God began to comfort and give hope to this woman. Am I right? Who was in pain? Who was in sorrow? Who was in despair? Am I right? Like Hannah was, amen. Like Naomi was, amen. Right? Hallelujah, amen. Yes, like Hagar was, amen. Right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do not be afraid. You will not suffer shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of widowhood. For your Maker is your husband. The Lord of glory is his name. The Holy One Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. Hallelujah. The Lord will call you that. As if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young only to be rejected, says the Lord. For a brief moment, I abandoned you. What happened? God abandoned her. Am I right? But with deep compassion, I will bring you back. In a certain anger, I hide my face from you for a moment. But with ever kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Goes on. Basically, no weapon formed her will prevail. Am I right? No accuser will able to accuse her anymore. Now, who is a weapon? Devil, am I right? Hallelujah. And he's a seed, am I right? Who is the accuser? Hallelujah. The one who accuses the brother day and night before the throne of God, am I right? Hallelujah. Accuses. Amen. Amen. But God finds out and brings eradication, am I right? Hallelujah. Then he said, in the last words of this same chapter, said, this is a heritage, the inheritance, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah, of the servant of the Lord. This is a vindication from me. Hallelujah, this is a vindication from me. Amen, amen, vindication from me. Now, we see Jabez, the name of Jabez is what? As a son, am I right? She was in pain. Hallelujah. So the mark, the birthmark in the life is a pain. Am I right? Let's turn to a picture of sorrow, okay, or bitterness. Am I right? Bitterness, sorrow is together. Am I right? in the Bible, talking about this, in Hallelujah, that's going to be the book, the book of Ruth. Hallelujah, Hallelujah. I don't want to mention the story of Rebecca, not Rebecca, I'm sorry, Rachel gave birth to Benjamin. Am I right? Hallelujah. She gave Benjamin. She named her Sorrow. Am I right? Hallelujah. But the father, Jacob, said, no, this son is a blessing to me. He's going to be my right hand. Am I right? He's the son of my right hand. Hallelujah. 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 You see, there is a change of name there, more than personal life. Am I right? More than relating personal life. Am I right? Or Benjamin. Am I right? Hallelujah. You much more speaking about the whole descendants of God. Am I right? Whole human race.
Yes.
Were born in sorrow. Am I right? Hallelujah. Born with sorrow. Hallelujah. 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 The old woman had to die. Am I right? The old man had to die. Am I right? This mortal woman had to die. Am I right? Hallelujah. I give birth to a new life. And that life is more than merely a new life to be sustained, delivered. No, it meant to have great honor. Am I right? Great joy. Remember who received the double portion in Joseph's table? Hallelujah. Benjamin, right? Benjamin, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Anyway, so, but there is a clear picture in the birthing of the dynastic lineage, am I right? Prior to David, his sin, the Bible clearly recorded his lineage, am I right? That is in Book of Ruth. And through that, because David was a Salak Isaiah, am I right? It's a pastor. It's a seed, am I right? It's a hidden seed, am I right? Hallelujah. He was a Christ, am I right? It's like Joseph, Jimmy, you know, David, Isaiah, they're all foreshadowing of Christ, am I right? Solomon, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This lineage, God set apart this foreshadow of Christ. Now, so, in this story, where you must have been told, or you have been teaching this, whatever, but let's listen to this evidence, how similar it is. Hallelujah. In Ruth, in one chapter, in 20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Naomi and Ruth came back to Bethlehem. Am I right? At the top, they have old, you know, people who many years later, am I right? Many, many years later, after her husband and two sons died, am I right? Hallelujah, that's a long time passed. And it was a terrible time. So arrived in Bethlehem, and the women exclaimed, can this be Naomi? Naomi means happiness, am I right? Pleasant, joyful, am I right? Joyful. Can this be Naomi? And then Naomi said, no, don't call me Naomi. You know, call me Mara. Mara.
Yes.
Because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. Mara means bitter. Am I right? So the same word, Naomi, when it has suppressed a certain pronunciation, is Mara. So bitterness and joy. It's the same word, you know, that's like woman and man, am I right? Pronounced differently. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Almighty has made my life very bitter. So Naomi was sarcastic about her own life, am I right? She was lost everything. Now with a young lady, am I right? Came back to a town, so nothing. Told them, am I right? There's nothing. Help. I went away for speaking. He has two sons. Am I right? Hallelujah. The fourth word sons, the full family. But Lord have brought me back. Now you have to understand those two sons are not married when they left. Am I right? They must young. The Lord had brought me back empty. Empty means there's no children, no sons with me. Am I right? So the word empty referring to sonship. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why call me Naomi? The Lord afflicted me. The Lord Almighty had brought misfortune upon me. So this is the story. Am I right? You know the story of redemption. Am I right? Happened through Boaz. So when Boaz finally married Ruth, and Ruth gave birth to whom? Gave birth to a son. Am I right? To a son. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me. Hallelujah. To 4 chapter now, in 13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive. And she gave birth to a son. Hallelujah. She gave birth to a son. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer." Hallelujah. With a kinsman redeemer, who would think it's a husband, Boaz, MRI. Hallelujah. I'm not sure. You guys still are. Right. Amen. Amen. But actually, it was speaking the son. MRI. Hallelujah. The seed. Will redeem the woman. Hallelujah. Redeem the woman. Amen.
Amen.
Moses, are you still there?
Yes.
Still there? I can't hear you. Amen.
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 We were talking about the kinsman redeemer. Am I right? The concept comes with Genesis, you know, the seed of the woman going to see with the mother. Am I right? Remember that concept. Hallelujah. So eventually, kinsman redeemer was not talking about the merely boys, talking about Jesus Christ. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to fast forward with those notions, so you all know those things very well, better than me, maybe. But I'll just give you some hints of the something I want to jump to. So, in 4 chapter, again, in Ruth, said, the woman said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without the kinsman redeemer. May he become famous through Israel." That is high exalted, am I right? Exalted, become honorable, am I right? He will renew your life. Now, that's an interesting concept. We're thinking about it. But in a sense, the top of the lineage, the old traditional ways of life, am I right? You have a son in the family. You continue your lineage. Continue your inheritance, am I right? And this is very clear. And then it was apportioned to them. But for that word to be used, remember Isaiah 40? That your youth will be renewed, am I right? Like an eagle. Hallelujah. He will renew life. That word is more than renewal of old thing, actually talking about give a new life to something. Am I right? Hallelujah. It's canceled the life of bitterness and sorrow. Am I right? Give a real joy and a blessedness. Am I right? In Naomi's case. Am I right?
Hallelujah.
Amen? Making sense? Hallelujah. It's like the renewal, not the renewal, the canceling, the covenant God has in the beginning cursed man with. Am I right? The a birth plan, am I right, to the woman, is canceled to the joyful birth of the new son. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen,
amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And sustain you in your old age for your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is better to you than 7 sons have given birth. Hallelujah, has given birth. Let's see what's next. Amazing thing. Then Naomi took the child, laid him on her lap, and cared for him. Hallelujah. Who cared for him? Naomi cared for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, this picture is very interesting. It's more than an old woman loved grandson. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was speaking actually in a picture of the New Jerusalem, Amri, the heavenly Jerusalem,
yes.
will nurture his children, Amri, her children. Amri, hallelujah,
yes.
hallelujah. The woman living there said, Naomi now has a son. Hallelujah. What is that? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Naomi has a son. Amri, hallelujah. Yes, that interpreting those culture that, you know, any grandchild is the son of the grandma, you know, it's the same. But this is more than that. Amri, this is more than that. The whole story was concentrated on having an heir, have a male heir, Amri, male son, Amri, hallelujah, to continue the inheritance. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Son was named what? Obed. Amri, they, you know, he was the father of Jesse, the father's grandfather for David, basically. Amri, the grandfather of David. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now,
hallelujah.
With that, I'm going to try to sum it up. But so we see the concept of deliverance. Amri, hallelujah. The concept, whole is a woman being delivered through childbirth. Amri, hallelujah. The whole, the child going to deliver the woman, enter into heirship. Amri, hallelujah. Enter into sonship. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I will try to find it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where it is. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, here it is. Here it is. So, in terms of redemption, it's almost like a marital relationship. Am I right? Like a Ruth, married to Ruth. It's the same thing. Am I right? It's different person, different roles. But the whole nature of it in terms of covenantal benefit, am I right? Covenantal rights, in terms of inheritance, am I right? Like a piece of land in the Old Testament. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Require all those things to come together for its fulfillment and security. Am I right? Hallelujah,
yep.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, hallelujah. You see that? Amen. If a mother is not there, you will not have a son. Am I right? And if it's not, you're not able to continue to have the covenant, am I right? The inheritance. And hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm making sense. If you're a father, there's no sonship either, am I right? There's no inheritance to begin with. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So in the wholeness of this ordination, this is a family continuation of inheritance. God ordained for the full redemption of mankind. Am I right? He covenanted with man in this way. Hallelujah. In the spiritual realm as well. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see. In this slide, let within something will be very eye-opening for us to read the scriptures. The same book in Isaiah, I'm sorry, Isaiah. Hallelujah. Isaiah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus, we know 61, the son began to use it, said today this is fulfilled, Amri in the hometown.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then he began to speaking about rebuilding the church, basically. Amri, hallelujah. Let's turn, actually. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's turn to 61 now. Hallelujah, 61, 3. Three, I only going to continue to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all the who will mourn. Why the more? Hallelujah. This God do. Am I right? Hallelujah. In turn, is the recipient of this promise, the fulfiller of this promise. Am I right? The receiver of the benefit of this promise. That I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me. Hallelujah. So when the Lord said, scripture fulfilled, he was talking about the double, am I right? More than the pronunciation of this promise, but also saying, today this is becoming true, am I right? I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. Oh my God, that was in the land of Nazareth. Am I right? Nazareth. Am I right? Was a land of sorrow and no repute. Am I right? Hallelujah. You know, no good things come out of Nazareth. What good things can come out there? It was a people depressed, according to the Bible. Am I right? Hallelujah. Distressed. Sorrowful. Am I right? And all that. And here the Lord shine up like a brilliant light into darkness. Am I right? Out of darkness.
Amen.
For the Lord has clothed me with the garments of salvation. Hallelujah. And arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. That's like high priest. Am I right? Being made a priest. As a bridegroom adores his head like a priest, as a bride adored herself with her jewels. Hallelujah. For the soil, again, the soil, am I right? Hallelujah. The dirt, am I right? Hallelujah. Makes the sprout that comes forth. A garden caused seed to grow. He's speaking about the reversal, the cursedness of mankind, am I right? With it, the whole creation, amen? Restored everything back to the beginning, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah, before the fall, hallelujah. So the soul will make righteousness and praise spring out from all nations. Let's continue, hallelujah. For Zion's sake, the Lord said, the Lord again, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her righteousness shine out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. The nations will see your righteousness, all kings your glory, and you'll be called, hallelujah, what a name? Called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. You'll be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you desolated, or name you deserted, am I right? Deserted, or name your hand desolate. That's the same like Naomi, am I right?
I'm right.
But you will be called Hephzibah, am I right? Hephzibah.
I'm right.
Beulah, for the Lord will take delight in you. That is happiness, joy, am I right? The same word. And your land will be called married. Your land will be married, I'm sorry. Like a young man marries a maiden, so will what? This is interesting. This is why I want to come to. So will your sons marry you. How in the world a son can marry the mother? Am I right? Except through the man. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the restoration of the inheritance. Am I right? Like Ruth's son. Am I right? Moses' son was restoring the deserted inheritance. Am I right? Desolate inheritance. Back to Naomi. Am I right? And Naomi now has a son. As if she never lost husband. Am I right? She never lost sorrow. She never suffered bitterness. Am I right? Hallelujah. She's more blessed than anyone else. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. So we see there was a deliverance from Zion. Hallelujah. There was a deliverance from Zion that preached to the daughter of Zion, am I right? For the redemption. Yes. For the redemption. Hallelujah. For the redemption.
Yes.
With this, let's remember, speaking in the same book, in Isaiah, hallelujah, let me turn to it actually. Just a little bit. You know, I'm going to fast forward because I think our time is confined. But I'll just read word fast. Is that okay? Hallelujah, brother, sister. Sorry, don't have the time to explain. When you remember the scriptures, you can read it yourself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 52 now, before all this happened. Am I right? Before all this happened. So God, what happened? He wanted his name to be called. Am I right? In 52:6 says, for my people will know my name. Therefore, in that day, they will know it is I who foretold it. Yet it is I. He has a redemption plan. Am I right? He has a plan for redemption. And the whole redeemed, he said, in 7, said, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who set salvation, MRI salvation, who said to Zion, your God reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Hey. That brings me to a little book. Let me refer to the notes a little bit I write down in the beginning. So in Nahum, hallelujah, Nahum is a little prophet, hallelujah. There was a verse, interesting verse, in Nahum chapter 1, hallelujah, chapter 1,
Amen.
15, hallelujah, 15 said,
Amen.
Look, there on the mountains, the feet of the one who bring good news, hallelujah, who proclaim peace,
Amen.
Celebrate your festival, Judah, and fulfill your vows. Hallelujah. No more will the wicked in waiting. They will be completely destroyed. Hallelujah. Speaking about restoration. MRI. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Zephaniah. Zephaniah. Hallelujah. The book of Zephaniah. That is before Haggai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to write it down so you later on you visit it yourself. Hallelujah. In 3 chapter now, in 14 said, This who bring the good news? The songs bring the good news. Am I right? The song, the birthing of the song is the good news. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing, O daughter of Zion, in 14 said, shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad, rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. The word is daughter of Zion. Am I right? Hallelujah. You, our tie together, you will understand. Why I mentioned this, then the Lord has taken away your punishment. That means the cause of your bitterness. Am I right? God punished Eve. Am I right? Punished the woman in the beginning. Am I right? With the breast pain. Am I right? With the sorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With the enmity. With the devil. Am I right? Hallelujah. He will bruise her descendants. Now the Lord has taken away your punishment, has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. The word do what? Do harm. Am I right? Hallelujah. Do harm. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let hands hang limp.
The
Lord, God.
Yeah.
Same word. Take great delight. Take great pleasure. Am I right? Hallelujah. Great pleasure. That's why Paul in the New Testament often speaking about pleasure, the pleasure of God. Am I right? He has a pleasure. Hallelujah. To seeing us being born into sonship. Am I right? Born and raised up in the sonship. He will take delight, great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. Hallelujah. Quiet, that is more than soothes. Am I right? Northern. That means care with such great care that there's nothing that disturbs him. Am I right? Or nothing or insecure anymore. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He will rejoice over you with a singing. Hallelujah. God will sing for us. Can you believe that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, with that being said, I'm going to sum up the thing with Malachi 4 chapter. Hallelujah. The whole thing, Malachi 4 chapter. Oh, before that, let's turn to Zechariah 9 chapter. Hallelujah. I can read the scriptures to understand the things that is going on. Now, Zechariah, hallelujah, Zechariah, hallelujah, 9:9 said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. The word what? Daughter of Zion. Hallelujah. Shout.
Amen.
See, your king comes to you. Who is this king? In Jesus' case, he was a king. Amri even rejected later days on the cross. But speaking about the Son, Amri, more than just a Son, Amri, but the Son of God in capacity, in the official capacity to deliver them. Amri, deliver the daughter of Zion. Amri, your king comes to you, righteous to have salvation. Hallelujah. Righteous to have salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey, I will take away the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horses from Jerusalem. The battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea, and from the river to the end of the earth. Now go on. As for you, because of blood my covenant with you, hallelujah, because what? There's a covenant. Amri, I will free your prisoners or captives or slaves. Amri, bound the slaves. Amen? Amen. Amri, hallelujah, from the water. Return to your fortress, all slaves of hope or captives of hope. Amri, even now, announce that I will restore what? The same word, double portion. Amri, as much to you. I will bend Judah as I bend my bow and fill it with Ephraim, that is the son. Amri, Judah is the son, Ephraim not the son. Amri, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a double portion there. Arouse your sons, O Zion. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Sons of grace, and make you like a warrior's sword. You can go on with this, but the 16, turn to 16, speaking about this. The Lord, the God, will save them on that day. Hallelujah. At the flood, they will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crop. How attractive, beautiful they will be. Grain will make the young man thrive. New wine, the young woman. Speaking of the restoration of a spiritual economy, more than an earthly economy, am right? Like at the Garden of Eden, am right? Speaking of spiritual full restoration of God unto his chosen people. Now turn with me to Malachi. We tie it all together. This is thread. Hallelujah. I don't do anything but read, okay? Hallelujah. You yourself ask the Lord for more understanding. Let's read the whole chapter now. Hallelujah. In the last day, Malachi 4. Malachi, the book of Malachi 4. Hallelujah. A small prophet as well. Hallelujah. In the last day, the mountain of the Lord temple will be established as the chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and the peoples will stream into it. Many nations will come to say, come, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, the halls of the Lord of Jacob, the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in the paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between many peoples and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. They will beat their swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Every man will sit on his own vine and on his own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid, for the Lord Almighty has spoken. All the nations may walk in the name of their God. We will walk in the name of the Lord, our God, forever and ever. Hallelujah. In that declare the Lord, I will gather the lame, I will assemble the exiles, and those I have brought to grave. What the word? Hallelujah. I have brought to sorrow. Amri, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I will make the lame a remnant. Those who driven away a strong nation, the Lord will roll over them in Mountain Zion from that day and forever. As for you, all watchtower of the flock, all stronghold of the daughter of Zion, all stronghold of the daughter of Zion, the former dominion will be restored to you. Kingship will come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Why do you now cry aloud? Have you no king? Has your counselor perished? Then pain seizes you like that of a woman in labor, wraith in agony O daughter of Zion, like a woman in labor. For now you must leave the city to camp in the open field. Babylon.
Thank you, Father.
For redeeming you out of the land of your enemies. But now many nations are gathered together against you. They say, let her be defiled, let our Lord over Zion. But they don't know the thought of the Lord. They don't understand his plan. He who gathers them like a shelves to the threshing floor. Rise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. For I will give you horns of iron, and I'll give you hoofs of bronze, and you will break to pieces many nations. You will devour the evil gotten gain to the Lord, the wealth to the Lord of the earth. With that, I will just sum up. Hallelujah. And pray with you, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. Your spirit is able, Lord. And your promise are true. With every hearing ear and believing heart, you will fulfill and rejoice over the fulfillment of your plan. Thank you, Father. Today we ask you.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, Lord.
Remember us as your holy people and your promise from the beginning. What comes from us now? All you indeed both things, but honorable Western in your home, be a blessing if it is my life of the name. Thank you, Father, in this one bless you. Amen. Amen. I ask you to bless my brothers. Amen. 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 Moses. Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, wow. What a wonderful word. This is so powerful. My brothers, all brothers are just on their knees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, ba, ba, ba. Yes, they are all on their knees. Shakala, because yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your word. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Wow. God bless you, men of God. I think this occasion, we at this particular hour, let me invite my brothers to share a little bit of what you know. That's about
great.
Yes, about that type, because this is so unique, brothers. I want to tell you that we are more than blessed, and this is the time. It was a timely word from the Lord. And the Lord glory for our new brother Emmanuel. You know, this is the particular hour when God is making his own preparation. Even when we don't have that preparation, when we come to the meeting, Christ just releases the message. The message I preached today is very, very powerful, even this particular hour for us. Because the scriptures, especially in Isaiah chapter 1, that is the scripture we read from part one, where Jesus said he introduced himself to the people, the Spirit of the Lord on me. You know, it is very, very, very powerful to see that the difference going on right here. God is different people right now. The power of the difference right in our midst, and the Spirit of God is speaking and manifesting in a powerful way right here. Father, we give glory. We give you glory. Oh, my brothers, you are welcome to share what God is putting on your heart and even a testimony. Mm-hmm. That would be one. We give like maybe 3 or 4 brothers because we need to prepare ourselves to leave.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in a school of Mungu.
My name is Bishop Guta.
Okay.
I thank God for this wonderful time. Please, brothers, allow me to greet you all in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you that this is my first time. This is my second time to be here, but this is my first time to hear some of the things or some of the revelation this man of God has heard in the book in the scriptures he has shared. My brothers, I want you to know, and this one I speak with love, that when he opened the book and the revelations and where he speaks about, we are ministers of the call. We are ministers of God. Let me tell you all, I'm a man who was despised myself. I was despised myself that I'm nothing before people. I'm nothing even to myself. But now, I can now see, besides being a son, there's a title we have before people. There's a title we have. We are ministers of God. To me, my understanding here, my brothers, Brother Emmanuel, when you talk about people who are ministers, these are people who carry the glory, like ministers of Kenya. Those are the people who are entitled for good things. Today, I am persuaded that this is the time of harvest, the time of restoration, the time of the coming of Christ. We must know that we must be close to God, and God is aware that our position as, you know, we are ministers. This is not about the things of the world, but this is about the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
Man of God, I've ministered for 25 years, but the revelation you have, indeed, you are an apostle of Jesus Christ. You have changed my life, and I want to tell you with all my brothers and sisters here that God bless you.
Thank you. I bless God.
Today I speak in power because the power has come to me. I came when I was too low, but when you spoke, that spirit gave me confidence. Now I can minister boldly as a minister. Knowing that I'm not alone, but I'm a representative of heaven. Let me tell you, brother, you have changed my life, and there's something you have embedded in my life, and that's a new revelation within a new name. That's where you touch my life. I will continue to stand with you in prayer. I will continue to stand with Brother Moses. I will continue to stand in this camp so that we can foster ahead this wonderful fellowship we have. Please know that we cherish your love so deeply, and we are longing to see you face to face in Kenya. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for it.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Yes. Okay, yeah. We have a brother who came in, my brother, his brother Wilson. When you began to preach, he just, you know, the tears just began to come out of his eyes. Okay. Let me welcome him, brother Wilson. Most welcome, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord, brothers.
Mm.
I take this opportunity. This is my first time to come here.
Mm.
And I can now see, before I came here, before I began my journey to this place, I've been walking on the road and seeing visions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that on the way I saw the angels of the Lord without the number, the angels, many angels surrounded, and I also saw more glory, and I felt the power of the Lord right on the road when I was coming right here.
Mm.
When I stepped in this, when I stepped here, when I stepped here just on the compound, I found many people who are crying, who are rejoicing and dancing before the Lord. When this man began to minister, I saw the angels of God, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me powerfully that this is the place I wanted you to be.
Mm.
And when he opened the scriptures, especially where he began with, I'm telling you, brothers, you are a man of God. Especially the verses and the scriptures you have labored on, it has really been confirmed by the Spirit of the Lord that this is the Goddess meeting, and he came. I saw him right in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are led by the Spirit are the people who are the sons, and they are priests that God is speaking about.
Mm.
These are the inheritance we have in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When you touched about Naomi, when he denied the call Naomi, but he was called Mara. Because her life was not okay. But God has prepared, he was prepared a restoration in her life. As he waited, the Lord appeared. I want to tell you something, brothers, that has made me cry. The heaven, God opened the heaven. When this man went to, when the man of God opened the scripture of, when he opened the scripture of, in the book of Genesis. I saw the heaven. And also the dark cloud. When he talked a lot of things, but something very unique. He talked about the names as not just given names, but they are particular. And we find there Adam and Eve.
Mm.
I want you all to know that this is the time of the heavenly revelation And this man of God is well connected, and we are all well connected. And I want you all to know that Christ is with us, and the world is waiting for you to release this message so that those who are in bondage can be delivered, can be set free, can serve. Can serve, can be under this free woman. And people will receive salvation. And people will move in the revelation that has been in the dark for many years. And they will do the will of the Father. All glory be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless
glory
be
the name of the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
May the name of the Lord be praised.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Well, how encouraging. Hallelujah. Yes.
Wow. This is so powerful, brother. This is very unique. It is because of the kingdom. It's because blessed are the mountains. Blessed are the things that carry the message of the kingdom, that carry the good tidings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
Glory.
Yes, you're welcome. Okay, yeah, this sister here, Sister Susan, what is her up?
Yeah.
Amen.
My brothers, God bless you.
Bless you.
Let me thank all of you for this wonderful fellowship. But in particular, please allow me to give my special and thanksgiving to Brother Emmanuel and Brother John for allowing themselves to be vessels of honor. I take this opportunity. I've never had time to thank you, but the time I was in a Catholic church, I never enjoyed the goodness of the Lord. I was a woman who was suffering many pain. I was a nun in the Catholic. I want to tell you, I was a nun in the Catholic sitting under bondage. But I remember this man of God when Brother Moses brought a sick patient right in the hospital. I received salvation when you preached the message. And that's the message that changed my life. Today, I'm a woman of God. Today, I'm a minister of God.
Hallelujah.
And I want to tell you, the scriptures and every word you have been speaking, I've been writing down, my brother. And I want you to know that God has used you to change many.
Thank you.
Like me in my life, and I can testify to many that indeed, this is the message of the kingdom.
Yes.
I want the word that has changed in particular, because I'm a young Christian and I want to grow. I want to be a true minister, a true disciple of Jesus.
Oh, bless him. Bless him. Bless him.
I am a young person in the Lord, and I my heart always yearned to know him more. Like today, you have really leapt on my heart, brother. I want you to know that I come from a very humble beginning, and my family is very, very, very poor. And sometimes our emotions takes us away from the word of God.
Yes.
Because of the daily challenges that we go through, it makes us not to know more about the word of God, because sometimes we just see it and you see something bad has happened. But the message you have preached, brother, we don't even look on the tribulation, we don't look on the temptation,
yes,
but it makes us come close to the Lord, and the Lord is our helper.
Yes, yes.
I want to thank you in particular, brother, and all brother and brother Moses, and all the team and the leadership here. I want you to know that I'm blessed to be in your midst, and thank you, make me grow more and more for him. May God bless you, brother. Amen. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, brother.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Bless you, sister. Wow. God bless you. Bring our best to your family as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes. Maybe the last one, please. let me stand on behalf of this is Bishop Martin.
Oh, brother.
Amen.
See my way, I hope you no.
This is, let me call it the heavenly day. This heavenly day has created new miracles in my life. Let me be precise, short, and clear. This is a true man of God. My brother Emmanuel, allow me to say this. Today you have taken me to the upper heaven. Today I've been born again in the faith. I find myself that God has changed my title to from someone who is oppressed into his glory. Through your teachings from brother through the teachings of Brother John and Emmanuel. The message I've been preaching was about people depending on the leaders, but now I see why I should continue to be in this meeting. Especially the scriptures we have read, Brother Emmanuel, in the book of Isaiah 61, when you went that your land will not, you know, he speaks about the barren people. And how you brought the revelation and connected to Jabez and connected to the sons, I now see that we are the children of the Most High God, which even though we see the suffering, but the suffering will not endure. Our cry is not just a cry, but God is involved. And there's a new world coming, or a new age coming, and the Church of Jesus Christ will be able to catch up with him, and Christ will live with us. God will live with us. No more sufferings. Let me carry this message to the locals, brothers, because this is the message I needed, and this is the message we need as a church. This is the message as we need as leaders. I've been a minister of the gospel, a bishop for many years, but today I want you to know, brother, I'll continue to sit under you so that I can grow, as Sister Susanna said, we are young in the Lord. And let me call myself, even if I'm 54 years, but I'm here to sit under you and hear from you and hear from the Lord. My life, I want my life to change.
Yes,
bless.
I now begin to see the new things, to experience the new things, and this makes me cry even before you, that don't leave me, brothers, help me grow. Don't leave me, my brothers and sisters, here, help me grow.
Yes, Lord.
I will not walk in the old age. I will not walk in the old things, but I'm ready to walk in the new things because our names are changed in Him. Because of the word the man of God has ministered. I now walk as a servant of God. I'm not walking as a sufferer, but I'm walking as a man of God.
Hallelujah.
I will not be just praying a simple prayer, but I mean, because this is the God, when God sits on the throne, He knows that His sons needs this.
Yes.
Now, when I pray, I know that God has heard me. Please, I have people in my heart, and today I want to forgive. I had three bishops in my heart. Today, I want to forgive them because of the bad things they did for me. Because of the word the man of God has just ministered, I repent for you. I'm a man who have gone through astray, and today I repent before the heaven and before the man of God and before all of you that we are not clean people. We are not clean people. I want to serve in the church of a free woman.
Jesus.
I also pray for forgiveness before the Lord, and also pray forgiveness before the people have wronged, before the brothers and sisters have wronged, even those whom I came with in the fellowship. Yes. Today I stand as a leader to ask for forgiveness.
Oh, glory,
hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the power of repentance. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the mighty. Thank you, Lord, for the redemption. The redemption of your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you guys were pressed with time. Moses, just thank the brothers and sisters for their testimony. It's very encouraging. John, we are blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Bring our best to Brother Ben as well. Yes.
One brother here on behalf of others.
Go ahead.
He says 1 minute.
Okay.
Yes, brother.
Yes.
Okay, this is Pastor John again, Pastor John.
Okay.
May I say, brothers in abroad and brothers here, thank you for your prayers. We have gone through a lot of things, but the Lord has been with us.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We continue to be blessed to work in one unity, to walk in unity. It has brought a lot of joy and goodness before the people.
Oh, bless the Lord.
May God bless you, brothers. I didn't have much, but I want to say we are blessed by the word of the Lord. We are blessed by your fellowship. Yes. We are blessed by the teachings. Yes. May God bless you. Yes. And even the family of the deceased are here. They also confide your love and your prayers. They are deeply, they confide their greetings to you and are deeply touched by your prayers. It has made us go smoothly on our celebration and the send of our dear sister.
Thank you.
May God bless you, brothers. Thank you so much for your time.
Amen.
Thank you so much, brothers here. Amen. You have done many things for us. May God bless you as we move ahead. Let us meet on this coming Saturday.
Thank you. Bring our best to Brother Ben's family. So, hallelujah. Give them a hug for me, Moses. Hallelujah. For me and the John, rather. And everybody.
Yes, amen.
You know, I can help Brother John to pray for us. Hallelujah. In the summer up, maybe. So,
Father, we thank you for this time to be together, to hear the mighty word that you brought forth through our brother Emmanuel. Father, we thank you for the brothers and sisters who are there.
Yes.
We thank you for their lives in you, the revelation, the growth, Father, the work of you, Father, being done in each one's life, Lord. We just pray your blessings upon them, Father. Give them more, Lord. Give them more, Father, that, Lord, they desire so much to hear, to learn, to know, Father. Just fill them up, Lord. We thank you for them. Bless them, Lord. We love them. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Moses, and everybody, you know, brothers, sisters, keep us in prayer continually. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for everything. So, hallelujah, hallelujah. We'll
amen.
Yeah.
Continue this family, Brother Ben's family, into prayers, brother.
Yeah.
As we will be leading them here, as well as they, you know, they catch up with their lives. Let God help them to, you know, to continue moving His will. We will be together with them as we continue to encourage them, brothers. Thank you so much. Yeah. God bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you all.
Bring our greetings to them. Yes. Hallelujah. Lord, we just bless you today.
Yes.
We thank you for being with us.
Hallelujah.
You, God knows the beginning, the end from the beginning, Lord. And you hold our days in your hands. And you have good thoughts, blessed thoughts towards us. Indeed, your word said all things work good for those who love you. So we'll ask you today to continue to teach us, enable us to know how to love you and in our action and attitudes to love you, Lord, as you please. Thank you, Father. I ask you to bless each brother, sister here. Give them a special blessing as they seek you, the want to serve you, Lord. You be with them in every way. Hallelujah. I pray for those especially are distraught by the tragedy of life, in this case, Brother Ben's life. Lord, your word said you will comfort those who mourn, Lord. Are you blessed? Today we ask you to enable us, especially those are in mourning, Lord, to know your blessedness for this life. It's a transcend, it's but a journey into your glory, Lord, into your goodness.
Yes.
As long as you lead us to that place, as long as we are secure in your hope, in your promises, Lord, there is not a loss, Lord. However, it is a loss to our human soul, Lord, to our confined life, to have a friend, have a family, our mother, sister, not with us. So we bless you, Lord. May you make up those things in ways that only you know how to. And may you bless bless us because the pain, the sorrow, the losses we suffer. Bless us, Lord, walk into the midst of those who mourn. You said we should mourn with those who mourn, rejoice with those who rejoice, Lord. So bless my sisters and brothers today that they will know how to do that through you, Lord, and for you. In the name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, blessings. Hallelujah. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Moses. Thank
you. See you, brothers and sisters. Talk next time.
Yeah.
Bless you all.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. I don't know how to hear it now. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay.